For decades, Arthur Andersen has been an institution in its hometown of Chicago. In the last few months, people have speculated that a conviction would be a death sentence for the firm. If the once venerated accounting company does fold as a result of today's events, it will be sorely missed in its hometown. NPR's Jackie Northam reports from Chicago.
The guilty verdict comes on a day when Chicago's financial district is quiet. The accounting firm's main headquarters in the heart of the city is closed and dark inside, but a gaggle of reporters and cameramen stand outside anyway. Eric Chuning, an investment banker with another firm, has friends at the local Andersen office. Peering up at the towering office block, Chuning shakes his head and says he feels horrible for them.
The people being affected, from the partners who had absolutely nothing to do with Enron down to, the clerical workers are all going to be punished just because, call it a handful of people, did something very stupid.
The firm has been a part of the city's landscape and its spirit since 1913, when Arthur Edward Andersen opened the doors of a new accounting firm bearing his name. Gary Previtz, an accounting professor with Case Western Reserve University, studied the history of the firm and says Mr. Andersen was known as a man who put honesty over profits.
Mr. Anderson's mother had said, there's two things that you must do in your life, think straight and talk straight. And those two phrases became the keystone words, the imprimatur, if you will, of the firm.
Over the years, that reputation helped Andersen build up a solid base of top-flight customers. And until earlier this year, it had offices all over the world, employing tens of thousands of people. More than 5,000 people were with the company in Chicago alone. Their wages helped feed other businesses, such as restaurants and car dealerships. Andersen also occupies about 1 million square feet of prime real estate in the city, which would go on to an already saturated property market if the company goes under. Dr. Jeffrey Hewings, a professor with the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, studied the economic impact Andersen's demise would have on Chicago. He says the city will survive.
We're probably going to just see this as a blip, and an irritating blip in the sense that it's negative, but it probably won't result in the Chicago economy going down. It just probably won't grow quite as rapidly as we forecast.
Andersen has been a huge supporter of many arts and cultural organizations in the city. Brian Hassett, the president of the United Way in Chicago, says the accounting firm gave more than $1 million a year to his local office, and hundreds of Andersen employees were United Way volunteers.
They were the kind of company where they encouraged the involvement, where they allowed time for people to get involved, to learn about how the community works. We saw Andersen people on the boards of all the major institutions in the city here. They were a leader organization.
Hassett says he began reshaping his budget long before the Andersen verdict was announced. Like many others, he didn't see how the company could survive, even if it was acquitted. More than 600 clients had already taken their accounts elsewhere, and the company's partners were leaving in droves. But Case Western Reserve's Professor Previtz says he isn't in a hurry to write Andersen off. He says the company has survived several near-death experiences in its history and could do it again.
I would never count them out. I think there are some very strong, very intelligent people involved in the firm. There's got to be some good luck involved in this, but I would think that those folks do exist inside the firm.
But most people are betting against Andersen's survival at this point. If the company does fold, there are other large businesses here, including the newly arrived Boeing, to help sustain the community and its organizations. Chicago will certainly survive, but an important piece of the city's history and character will be lost if Andersen closes its doors permanently. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Chicago.